What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Come on back into another episode of Game Runs Deep and Talking Champions. I'm Sudu. That is Spirit Ben. You can, of course, follow his work on OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3Ben. How much is it going to cost me if I signed up today?
Actually, if you signed up today, you get 50% off because it's college football playoff week. Let's for your go. Ole Miss Rebels. So at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3, sign up today and you can get 50% off.
You're telling me I could sign up for 50 cents today is what you're saying.
I don't know. I was told there would be no math, Sudu. Don't play games with me. Okay?
Because it's usually, you know, it's $1. Dollars and cents. Usually it's you sign up for a dollar today, right? So if it's 50% off, it's got to be 50 cents.
Yes, but it's not that. It's a different deal. It's a 50% off deal. And okay. I think it's for like an annual or something like that. So yeah, man, come hang out with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and a fit of On3. Sudu's there occasionally, not as much as I want him to be. Bradley Sal's there, Brad Logan, me, Chuck, Zach, Jake Thompson, all day, every day, talking about these Rebels, man. So
Ben,
yeah,
I'm on there.
The Ole Miss Spirit, welcome in.
You just don't know,
yeah,
that
but
I'm
not
on
really
there.
Though.
You don't really talk. You'll see Sudu OM Spirit liked something occasionally. You know, I did talk recently. It didn't go my way. I wanted Buster Faulkner, and I made that very clear on the boards. Mm-hmm. And then a day later, he was hired away somewhere else. So. It is what it is.
You made that clear pretty much everywhere, buddy. You made that clear everywhere. You know, you wanted Buster Faulkner on whatever staff that you were going to be really talking about for the next year. You wanted Buster Faulkner on that staff. You know,
Ole Miss, dude. I want it on my team staff. What are you talking about? But what's up, dude? You good? How's everything going? You've had an interesting morning, I hear. What's going on?
Well, yeah, Lane texted again, and we'll get to that in a minute. First, I want to address something, because yesterday at the IPF, I thought it was interesting. There was some news, because Trinidad Chambliss, essentially, when I asked him about if he did get his waiver, if he stayed in college, would it be Ole Miss, and he said he was going to leave his options open. I've seen some people online mention that, like, there was no need to ask that this week, and they're not wrong. For me, there was nothing nefarious intended, or I wasn't trying to cause drama on college football playoff week. It's quite literally the question that everybody is asking me. So I just figured, hey, ask the guy right then and there. Handled it pretty well.
I think you were supposed to ask that question. I don't see why anybody would be upset. I think it depends. Who are you operating as that day? Because if you're operating as a reporter, then that is a legitimate question to ask a quarterback, regardless of whatever time of the calendar year it is in relation to what he's doing. I mean, that's being talked about openly. You know what I mean? And you have all these quarterbacks hitting the transfer portal. So I don't think there's anything wrong to just ask, to be like, can you reaffirm your commitment here? Or are you looking at other options? I thought it was great. I'm glad you asked it.
Yeah, well, the first handful of responses on Twitter from at JP Ole Miss, Ben, be so for real right now. After all the whining that Kiffin was distracting from the playoff run, we now have him out of the picture. And what do? Change the topic to be about someone else leaving. Either admit you ask these things for clicks or cover the playoffs. First of all, I'm a salaried employee of a corporation. Quite literally, clicks mean nothing to me. So what's the point of that? I would like you to come subscribe at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3, sign up today for a dollar. Because if you did, you would notice that this is the most overwhelming question in regards to Trinidad I've gotten. So I figured right there in the moment, might as well ask him. You should stop baiting our star players with gotcha questions right before the playoff run. It was fine with Lane, but now you're purposely causing drama within the program. You're the issue here, according to XX Trinidad X Chambliss on Twitter. Why are we even talking about this? Sometimes no question is a good question. From Captain Burner, I work in sales. Sometimes asking questions that can't be directly answered can make an awkward situation accidentally get someone.
What do these people want? What do these people want from you?
Well, like,
They want you to be a unabashed homer. Like you're pretty much wearing your red and blue glasses at all times when you're doing your job, and you just can't, or you're not supposed to. You're basically running light PR, soft PR. Is that what I'm? Because I'm baffled at these comments. Like to me, that was a no brainer. Some people want you to be a big J journalist. Some people want you to be a reporter. Some people want you to be a fan site, whatever. I think you do a great job of balancing all of it. And a part of that balance is you got to ask certain questions. You just have to do it. That's what you're there for. And then
appreciate what Captain Burner.
If you don't, Ben, guess what they say? Well, why are y'all going so soft on somebody? Like, if it doesn't fit the narrative of the fan, then it turns into, why aren't you pressing him more? But when it's something that they want, it's, well, you're just doing it for clips. You're just doing it for drama. Like, no, you have to ask. It's being talked about. You have to ask about it.
Well, I appreciate Captain Burner, who said, I personally like Ben, appreciate his reporting, but asking players that will be on the team puts a player in a no-win situation. That is more than fair. There's nothing he could really say. And as Brett Ford, 4032, the question could have been asked better because I did feed him the answer. I said that after the presser was over. It's like, well, Dag, I didn't even ask him. You know, I didn't really ask him. I kind of just said, well, got to consider all your options, right? And he just said, right. But it led to a funny text exchange this morning.
Oh, he's back.
With our guy,
He's back.
He's back. People say, stop talking about this cat, right? Stop talking about this cat. Then I get a text this morning.
I'll go. Is Keith Carter going to make him sit out?
8 a.m., bro. 4:16. First, it's a tweet he found from Constitution Party of Louisiana. Is Keith Carter going to make him sit out? Talking about Trinidad Chambliss and the question I asked yesterday. Is Keith Carter going to make him sit out of Saturday's game because he's not committed to Ole Miss for next year? So is Trin a hoe, asked Lane, for answering your question basically the same way I did? Ha.
At 4:16 a.m., by the way, Ben.
4:16 a.m. So let's address this. No, Lane, he isn't. This isn't that type of behavior for the streets behavior. He doesn't have a track record. He also didn't troll his entire fan base. And he didn't quite answer it like you did. He did a little bit different, said, I'm considering all options, and that's all anybody really wanted you to say to begin with and be honest about it. You wanted to say, why are you asking me about this? How dare you ask me about brazen trips for my family to Gainesville and Baton Rouge, right? So I would say that it is not the same. One, because he is a player. He's been here for a year. He doesn't have a track record of this. Of course, the guy from Ferris State, who is a former zero-star recruit, should consider all his options. Ben, ask the question better. Will it be Ole Miss or no? I don't know. That would have been the right answer. But you're right, the folks out there that said, hey, college football playoff week, we've been trying to get rid of the distractions, and here we are again. I don't disagree with that now that I've had some time to think about it. But in the moment, I wasn't thinking, oh, let me generate some clicks here. Let me get some action going stir up some drama on college football playoff week. It just seemed like the obvious question. And now Lane Kiffin, who's still paying attention to everything, obviously wants to know, should we call Trinidad a hoe too? And I would say that's even more of the street's behavior to text at 4:16 a.m. going, you're still, but what about him? Comparison is the thief of joy, or comparison is the tale of the street's behavior, my friend Sudu. So that was a fun thing to wake up to.
Did you respond or no? Did you respond?
I haven't responded yet because I didn't really know what to say to him.
Somebody come up with a response for Ben, and the best response will be what he sends. Please, someone figure out a hilarious response to send to him. And will you text it to him? If somebody comes up with something really,
I'll text all whatever. Right, it's not about clowning Lane. Like, I don't dislike Lane Kiffin at all. I dislike how he handled his exit from Ole Miss and what it did for countless people and the hurt that it kind of it wrought. Right. Yeah. I think it's funny that this is what's on his brain on December 16th. He's like, well, is Trinidad a hoe now? Is Trinidad a hoe? Well, not really. You know, let's be real. Because the question of Trinidad, thank you, Mark Walsh. It was a fair question. Yeah, but I get why the people, some people were like, dang, man, why on college football playoff week? We've been trying to get past these distractions for so long. And I've been one of them. I've been saying, man, I'm ready to talk about football. And I get that completely. Trinidad probably won't get another year. That's the thing. There's just as much a chance as he doesn't get the waiver that he does get the waiver. You know, like if, like I'm actually of the opinion that the most likely outcome for him, the likeliest outcome is that he doesn't get the waiver. And in that scenario, Ole Miss really, and John David Baker, I know this to be true, loves Austin Simmons and would want and wants to retain him and bring him back. But there's also some interesting candidates in the portal. But yeah, welcome. Response to Lane, stop with the hoat.
We'll stop with the hotivity is crazy.
Stop with the hotivity.
Oh, man.
Now, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. No, Ben Garrett. He just very simply, no. You don't need to respond. That will eat him up. Well, it is eating him up. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what my whole point is. Like, a hit dog hollers, dude. It was weird yesterday at the Manning Center because, like, every player that walked in, if you watch the Kiwan Lacey press conference, I know Kiwan for a while now. And when he walks in, like, he's looking at me, smiling from ear to ear, winking at me and stuff. You know, like, every player walked in, was like, oh, that's the guy. Like, when I went to my high school, to Emmanuel Tucker's signing day press conference, I walked into my old high school, New Albany High School. I don't know most of any of these kids.
Emmanuel Faulkner, by the way, then. Emmanuel Faulkner.
Faulkner, you're right.
Yes, please.
Emmanuel Faulkner. But yeah, I kind of like this one. But everywhere I go, I'm always going to be associated with the guy who called Lane Kiffin that, even though, again, Lane, I didn't call you that. I said, can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Hoes don't act right. It's like leopards can't change your spots, but I wouldn't be calling you a leopard. But now the more you like text me at 4 a.m. saying, well, it's Trinidad 1-2, I mean, you're proving the point. I said, you want to prove me wrong? Stay, you didn't. And now prove me wrong by like not exhibiting such behavior, Sudu. And yet, here we are.
The hotivity, as our buddy Brett says.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. That's fantastic. I thought about like using like a Project Pat line and like making it completely nonsensical. Somebody on Twitter actually responded because Romero asked on Twitter if you could have dinner with anybody, who would it be? And I mean this sincerely, Project Pat. I want to sit down with Project Pat. And somebody responded with an iconic Project Pat line, icy white honey buns, ooh, there I am. And I'm thinking like responding in that way. So just confuse him even more because, you know, we don't have to play with the, we don't have to play with these of the street folks. And this business no more, you know what I mean? But I thought that was hilarious. I, to be honest with you, like, it made me, like, appreciate the guy more. I mean, look at this. 4:16 in the morning.
I mean, imagine waking
the Constitution up. Party of Louisiana, you know?
First text you see is a tweet for the Constitution Party of Louisiana, and then that text from Lane Kiffin. Oh, goodness.
From Lane. Then my buddy Flip is texting me, like, giving me encouragement, talking about how, you know, God is good all the time, even when life is hard and blah, 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 blah. It was really encouraging, but like the first thing is, so is Trin a hoe? Like Trin, like I love how he abbreviated Trinidad as Trin.
Trin.
Are we doing that now? Trinidaddy? Is that what we're doing here? So Trin a hoe for answering your question basically the same way I did. That's hilarious. Objectively funny.
Not
like,
even
say what you want to about not Donald even close. Trump. It's the same deal. It's the same deal as Donald Trump. It's what sucks is that they're objectively funny human beings. And it just that's the hardest thing. Like that. No one can argue that. They're, intentional or not, insanely funny people. And that was my morning. How was your morning this morning, brother?
You talking to me? Or are we talking to someone in the comments?
Yes, talking to you. Like, I'm done. You know, you what morning was. That was
there wasn't a morning.
10 minutes of that, buddy.
Nothing's going to top that, Ben. I mean, nothing I did this, but my morning was boring. I woke up. I made coffee. I'm here. You know, you had a whole, you know, interaction with Lane Kiffin that was extremely unexpected. But in many ways, you could have seen coming. Like, you probably in the back of your head thought, this isn't the last time I'll probably get a text from Lane Kiffin, you know?
No. To be honest, like, I hope we continue to, like, debate what is the criteria for, you know, using the phrasing in which I did. Clunky as the metaphor analogy might have been. Man, it's just, you keep proving it correct, right?
Listen, I want you to think. Correct. I want you to think back on young Ben roaming through the halls of the School of Journalism at Ole Miss. I mean, could you have ever imagined that your journalism degree would have gotten you an interaction with Lane Kiffin involving the term hoe? I mean, this is just it's hilarious. This is just so funny. Yeah, hey, no, but it's fantastic. It is playoff week. It is playoff week, though.
Yeah, but look at this. I love this one. I think this was my favorite. Matt Smith, my dude. He said, "Imagine Lane Kiffin sweating it out in Downward Dog, and not yoga, listening to Kesha texting you, Ben. Man, you're part of the non-negotiable." That's what I'm thinking. It was 4 a.m. He's walking into the hot yoga. You know, he's like, "Well, you know what? The Constitution Party is absolutely right. Hey, where's that guy? That guy I say I don't know the name of, who obviously I do in every way and pay attention to this stuff, is still take it so personally. A hit dog holler, Sudo. So is Trinidad a hoe for answering your question basically the same way I did?" I love the ha at the end, though, because you know it's like you're trying to show that you're not taking it too seriously. That's when you're big mad, you know,
in text,
kind of like, yeah, you know, he's legitimately like, it bothers him that that is attached to him from now on. And I find that to be just delightful.
Not only is it attached to him, but like a majority of his, you know, the internet, which he's on all the time, agreed with you after
all
the fact,
time.
Right? So
I tried to tell y'all, he's like Hugh Freeze on steroids.
He
man.
Is
y'all
chronically online.
You know?
And so now then
he's
He got to see like the people get mad at you, and then overnight it completely changed. And I'm sure that's eating him alive. Because hey, guess what? Narcissists love, Ben. They love to be loved. Even though they don't truly care about others, they love to be loved.
And I appreciate Lane Kiffin's commitment to the bit. I really do. That's actually something I respect the hell out of, to be honest with you, because that's funny. The response should be, according to Doug Miller, "Would you like me to send your contract? Would you like to send me your contract details since you don't know?" I gotta love that. That's more like being the journalist thing. I really enjoyed the idea of sending like another Project Pat line. This guy says Jamie Price's move on, man. Okay, but like we're moving on. I just thought it was funny. Maybe Jamie Price is one of is like Joey Freshwater. You know what I mean? One of his
burners.
I don't know. Yeah,
nah, dude, he'd be on here. He'd be on here.
I'm ready for all this to be over. I would just wish we were talking. Like I wish it was over too. And we are moving on, but I wanted to touch on the Trinidad Chambliss thing yesterday. It was interesting to me, and I read y'all's feedback from that, and I legitimately was like, yeah, that's fair, because I have been talking about that, the distractions. Like this morning, getting a text from Lane again at 4:16 in the morning is another distraction, and I agree with folks who want to hear about football, because Ole Miss is in the college football playoff. That's what we've all been talking about for 2 weeks now. It's like dead gum. Ben, you're living rent-free in Kiffin's heads in the early morning hours. Creepy. I think it's hilarious. As someone who also, like, when people have called me, you know, stupid, loud, dumb. I mean, everything they've called me, not well before, you know, the moment happened after the Egg Bowl. I've had a lot of people say a lot of things about me. It used to really affect me pretty terribly. Now I just listen to it and try to learn the lesson instead. But I understand where he's coming from. Like I used to be one of those people, like 4 a.m, man, I'd go, "Wait a second. Yeah. See, if I am, what about him? Huh? It's a defensive place." And,
also for a sitting head coach of a major college football program to compare himself to as you mentioned, a quarterback that was a no star who played at a Division II that moved up to an SEC program and has been doing very well. To compare those two situations is absolutely insane to me. Like I can't even begin to like understand the logic.
You're a 50-year-old SEC head coach, man.
Right. It makes
come on,
no
and
sense.
You trolled your fan base for months.
For
I don't
years,
remember Trinidad.
Though,
Trinidad did an AT&T commercial. I don't remember him doing an E60 that they have now amended. You know what I mean? They've added a new ending to it. As far as just a start over, please. Thanks. We're not going to start over. But Stacy, I'll show you what he sent me. This was this morning at 4:16 a.m. And we're deciding what I'm going to text back. Someone to know his contract details. So is Trinidad, because Ben, yesterday I asked the question to Trinidad, if you do get the waiver and it's college, not the NFL, will it be Ole Miss? And I answered the question for him, as some have pointed out, saying, well, are you going to weigh your options? And he just repeated it back to me. The only thing he could really said during college football playoff week and before all this consideration. So I'm ready to see Trinidad perform in the college football playoff. And I know that Ole Miss, with Joe Judge being re-up for another year, specifically as quarterback's coach, there's a lot in its favor too. And I fully expect Ole Miss to have just as much, if not better, of a chance than anybody else if he does get that waiver. The question is he going to get that waiver? There would be like, if you're asking me what's a more likely outcome, Trinidad Chambliss being the quarterback at Ole Miss next year or getting the waiver, like which one, like if he got the waiver, would he be at Ole Miss? Which one's more likely? Got the waiver and leave, he'd be at Ole Miss. I just don't know if he's necessarily getting that waiver, but we're trying to decide, brother. We should text Lane back because he just doesn't, he doesn't like this. This one is actually stuck to him a little bit and he does not like it, sir. He does not like, if only I could find a way to make money off the all the host stuff. That would be my wife. When I get a text at 4 a.m., what's the – oh, gosh. He actually asked me that on the field first at the Egg Bowl. He said, you call me this? And I said, no, I would never call another grown man that. Tell him Trinidad wasn't asking people to follow him to Florida back in September. That's fair, Daniel. That's fair. Tell him Trinidad wasn't asking Blake Baker to follow him to Florida back in September. Yeah. Did they really edit the documentary? Absolutely, they did. Oh, what a fun day.
Hey, anyway, also, like,
the game runs deep. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, listen, also, like, to kind of put a button on it, I guess, you know, I don't know if you saw Ed Orgeron go on his little, like, podcast tour, but he was on Bustin' with the Boys, and essentially just mentioned that, like, there was a job Lane was going for a year ago, and he wanted him, Ed O, to join him, which we all assume is Florida, and then he lost in Gainesville, and then lost out on the opportunity, but, like, It's just insane. It's like, bro, we know your history. Like, we know your history. And the fact that you would even decide to equate Trinidad's situation with your situation, it's insane to me. But, yes, alas, it is the first week of the college football playoff, Ben. A lot of stuff to get to, Ole Miss related. I know a lot of people wanted to know about transfer portal quarterbacks and different things like that, some assistant coaching hires made. I also want to pose a few questions to you about the other the matchups, but I guess first of all, like, that's probably the biggest thing is, as you mentioned, you know, Austin Simmons is highly favored by or looked at highly by John David Baker, but then we've also heard his dad on various podcasts basically sounds like he's shopping him around to like Miami and LSU and God knows who. I guess let's start there, dude, to answer, I forget whose question it was early on, but I wanted to keep that in mind. What do we think, man? Because, I mean, ECU's quarterback is in the portal. Like, could that be a depth piece? Mm. I know he's a senior, and he's probably going to want to start somewhere. If Trinidad doesn't come back, what happens to Maddox? What do you think?
That's a great question. And I think where I am with it, before we jump into the playoffs, because we want to go through all the games, we want to pick the games. We haven't blessed hearts in a long time. I know we're not going to today necessarily, but, like, I thought of you specifically.
I'm blessed in Lane Kiffin's heart. That's whose heart I'm
bless him.
Bless your heart. But
bless him. 4:16 in the morning. Let me get the comment off the. That's a great response there. Like, I actually really like that response from Real Wicked Brew. Trim was non-committal, said he was evaluating his options. You were avoiding the question by saying you don't talk about it during the season. Not the same answer. That's good. I like that. That's fair. But I kind of want to respond with another like Project Pat lyric. You know, I see white honey buns. Ooh, there I am. You know,
so, maybe. Maybe that's the move. Maybe that is the move. Just to throw him completely off. That man is probably doesn't even know who Project Pat is. Like, he's probably got no idea.
But as far as like Ole Miss could realistically need two transfer quarterbacks in a couple months. That's a real thing. Hauser makes a ton of sense as one of those two quarterbacks to come in and compete and to push. He was a quarterback for John David Baker at East Carolina last year, went over 3,000 yards passing, 19 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Javonte Connor, the star tight end that was formerly at Ole Miss and followed John David Baker to East Carolina to become his starting tight end. He's in the portal. Ole Miss could need a tight end next year. Daquan Wright's going to the NFL. Luke Haas, man, we'll see if he stays or goes. I don't know. It's been a tough year for him with the injury and stuff. Fell behind Caleb Odom. Trace Brucklin really dipped into a snap share. He'll evaluate his options, but if you need a tight end, Javonte Connor makes a lot of sense too. Especially to come back and potentially start in a system that he understands with John David Baker. So Brendan Sorsby is one I'm watching if Ole Miss goes a quarterback hunt, which I expect it to. But it really starts with, does Trinidad get the waiver? If Trinidad gets the waiver, he's, in my opinion, the overwhelming favorite to be the quarterback for Ole Miss next year. If he doesn't, I think Ole Miss would really move to lock up Austin Simmons first and then bring in somebody like a Hauser or not, like Brendan Sorsby would come in to compete with Austin Simmons, but even Austin Simmons would know he's coming in here to start.
And, I mean, look, Brendan Sorsby's a guy.
Yeah,
early in the season, I mean, you and I were singing his praises. Like, he had a little run for a few weeks early in the season where he was tearing it up. And, I mean, he still finished with great numbers, but, lot of upside there, especially like coming to and Ole Miss and run that JDB Kiffin, whoever's offense you want to give credit to there. That would be pretty good, I think. I mean, I had somebody text me about DJ Lagway yesterday. I just don't see that happening. I don't know if you've heard anything. Like, I don't know if there's any chatter at all about any kind of connection to Lagway to Oxford, but personally, I haven't heard it. And I don't know.
I think, of course, he would be one of the ones that Ole Miss talks to and would be interested in. I don't think DJ Lagway knows necessarily what he wants to do now. He just wants to have a full-on recruiting experience. Everything I've heard and read, talked to people, when John Sumrall essentially sat him down, DJ Lagway, for what was really like an interview at the NFL Combine, right? It's no nonsense. This is about the ball. This isn't personal because this is very much business now. It did not go well. It did not go well at all. And that kind of led, because DJ wanted to stay at Florida, so that led to him getting in the portal. Could Ole Miss be an option? Yes, absolutely. First and foremost, it needs an answer. Not just Trinidad, Ole Miss needs an answer on whether or not he is going to be able to get another year of eligibility, because that starts all the or is the first domino to fall for Ole Miss in his quarterback situation potentially next year. So DJ Lagway would and could be, because Ole Miss, like, if you're wondering about those assistants, because the LSU assistants are here, like Charlie Weiss and Dane Stevens. George McDonald, Joe Cox, they're here. Kevin Smith eventually. They're here right now coaching through the playoffs. What about those other guys that have been hired, right? John David Baker, Damian Washington, the new wide receivers coach. Well, they're here, and they're more focused, as Pete said, because we asked him about this yesterday. They're focused more on the 2026 piece, having those conversations with Trinidad. Like, why you think that my question to Trinidad was a distraction? John David Baker's quite literally sitting him down in an office talking about next year. Like, all of this stuff has to be considered because of the calendar and the timeline, unfortunately. So he's talking to Trinidad, getting a feel for where he is, a familiarity, reassuring him for when they go into contract negotiation should he get that waiver. But also they're helping build out – the strategy has already been laid out, you know, the bones of it for what they're going to do in the portal, targeted guys. Like, there's no surprises that hit the portal for them. They know who they want to talk to. They know how they've got them ranked, choice ranking. And John David Baker is in charge of a lot of that then right now for the offense. And that goes for, you know, the Damian Washington and talking to Caden Lee and Harrison Wallace and all these cats, right? I mean, and they're on the field too. While it's an awkward dynamic, you got one working for the now, which is a title chase, and the others working for next year in 2026, which includes, will Trinidad Chambliss be that quarterback? And that's the number one question. Would DJ Lagway be a potential target? Absolutely. The portal officially opens on January 2. It closes. It's only one of them, and it closes on January 16. They have to be talking about this stuff now, guys. I mean, they're under a couple of weeks before this happens, so they need that waiver just as much as Trinidad does. And if you made me guess, I would still say if Trinidad, like Tiger deal one, Chambliss, if he gets a waiver staying in Oxford, I agree. I think that would be what happens. But I just don't think necessarily that it's a foregone conclusion in any way that he's going to get that waiver. Here's what Lane texted at 4 a.m. Everybody coming in late.
Hey, y'all can rewind too, by the way. I'm not trying to say that in a rude way. I'm just saying, like, you can't. There is a rewind
option.
I'm just
saying, there it is. He wanted to know if Trinidad's a hoe for not answering the question basically the same way he did. And we've been coming up with answers. I think we've settled on the answer from it was a good one. I can't find it. We've had a lot of people in the chat. But it was essentially like, well, it is different for myriad reasons, not the least of which that's a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, and you're a 50-year-old SEC head coach who trolled your fan base on the way out. Austin Thomas, Frank Wilson, John David Baker. Is Barney Farrar the next recruiting Infinity Stone Pete collects? I don't think so. Jaheim Otis is back on the market. There is no way that Ole Miss is going after Jaheim Otis unless it's for a discount, my friend.
I was going to ask you about Jaheim Otis.
In Colorado last year, dude.
Right, right. No, I mean, this guy's had the chance to choose Ole Miss, I think, on three separate occasions and has always taken the bag.
Yes.
He's always taken the biggest bag. Like, that's really what it's about for him. It'd be a very welcome addition. I mean, he's a giant body to put in the middle there on the defensive line. But, yeah, I don't know, Ben. Someone texted me about that yesterday, too. They're like, dude, do you think we get him? And I was like, he keeps choosing. Like, it always comes down to the end, and he never chooses Ole Miss. So I wouldn't put my eggs in that basket personally. I saw a really nice comment. Hold on, Ben. Somebody said that they placed a 2K bet Harris Built. $2,000 bet on Ole Miss to cover the spread. If he wins, he'll send the proceeds to your sister-in-law's fertility journey. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh,
that's very
dude.
Kind.
Dude, that is awesome. Thank you. You know, you don't have to do that, Ed, but if you do, I will consider it a God-blessed, you know, thing. And I'll appreciate that. That's really kind of you to do. God is good all the time. Happy betting. This is the fun time that, you know, got Charlie here saying, I put 20 plus, he picked Ole Miss plus 2,300 to win it all. We'll hedge against Georgia if he needs to. I don't hate that, man, but like if they can get through Georgia and Ohio State, I'm not like at that point, I'm like, yeah, they're the favorite. They got
Indiana,
like,
Indiana doesn't best, scare
you. No.
Indiana wouldn't
no,
scare you.
No, of course they do. Like if they were just playing each other first.
Oh, you're talking about on their side of the bracket.
But, yeah, what I'm saying is, like, if they get through Georgia and Ohio State, Sudu, after all of this, are they not? It'd be hard pressed to not say this is the team of destiny.
That's supposed true. To be them that is true. I see what you're saying.
Like
yeah.
The best outcome for everybody, not just Ole Miss people, the best outcome for everybody would be for Ole Miss to win the title because, my gosh, the stories that would feed college football for a generation.
I mean, you want to talk about the E60 on Lane. I mean, could you imagine the documentary they'd make? We'd need like a 30 for 30 style, like hyped project on that. That would be insane.
I just can't get over that they like ESPN was so, I don't want to say angry, but let's just say that they didn't love that they felt like they got used a little bit for that E60. I love that, like, you know what? Of course, you got to finish the story, right? It changes the story. You got to add it, but it also reeks of incredibly petty. Like to go back and go, and he left. It's up to you to decide if he's a jerk or not. That is legitimately funny.
But you know, it's fair too, because I guess when ESPN created it, it was meant to like run all throughout the year, right? And so it's like they had to amend it because you can't just continuously run that same version with Lane leaving. It just wouldn't, you know, it's no longer work. Like timely or whatever. So that's
we got another question. What did he text you? We've been 30 minutes into, we got other things to move to. Last time for everybody who hasn't seen it, 4 a.m. That's it. Right there. I just love that he found a tweet from Constitution Party of Louisiana.
He does that too.
I hate how, like, you can't deny it. The man is legitimately funny. Legitimately funny. Whether he means to be or not, he's hilarious. And I appreciate that about him. Also, support our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Visit them online, riverlandroofing.com. Got a deal going right now. When the Rebels win, you win. When you buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of their roof care maintenance program. Just hit them up, Riverland Roofing. They're great partners and friends to us, and I'm so thankful for them. All right, so that's it. I'm done talking about the text. If you get in now, after now, you're going to have to rewind and kind of see it for yourself. We've touched on that enough. It's time, Sudu, to pick some games, to talk about some ball.
Let's talk some ball, man. I mean, we gotta it's not an underwhelming slate. It does suck that, you know, it's like James Madison, Oregon, and, you know, I guess for Ole Miss, like with a new coaching staff and Lane leaving, it is kind of a blessing to get Tulane again, in that sense. But as far as like excitement, obviously we do have a couple what feel like duds because of the way the system is set up right now, right? But let's start with Bama, Oklahoma. I also want to pose like a couple interesting questions to you. So maybe we do that. So out of all of these games on this kind of first round of the playoff, right? Bama, Oklahoma, Miami, Texas A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, James Madison, Oregon. Which is the most lopsided victory and who wins?
Give me the games again. I'll look at the bracket. I'll pull up the bracket if I need to.
Bama, OU, Miami, Texas A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, yeah. James Madison, Oregon.
Oregon's going to beat the piss out of James Madison.
Okay, that's right. What
stinks is that it's not the 12 best teams. I hope James Madison, the little underdog that could, you know, pulls it off. But they're not even this isn't even the best James Madison team of the last 3 years.
Right.
So Yeah, I'm picking Oregon to beat up on them pretty good. I really think that the winner of Oklahoma-Alabama has a real chance to make a run to the championship game. Am I crazy?
Without a doubt. That side of the bracket is very friendly. I mean, you do have to run into Indiana in the next round, but you just anything could happen. It's, but like Bama-Oklahoma, very talented rosters. You know, I don't disagree with you. I think my personal favorite part of the bracket is definitely the one that has Texas Tech there, that Oregon's on. Oregon has a really, really potentially easy path, especially if someone can upset Indiana. I mean, could you imagine like Oregon, Oklahoma? I mean, in no way, shape, or form would I say Oklahoma in that one. Like, Oregon has a legitimate shot to beat OU. So that was the seed I wanted for Ole Miss, was that number 5 seed. But 100% agree. Okay, so I think we both agree on that. JMU is just probably not y'all's year. I'm really sorry about that. Who do you think, which quarterback do you think has the best performance in this first round? You have Ty Simpson, John Mateer, Carson Beck, Marcel Reed, Jake Retzlaff, Trinidad Chambliss, Dante Moore, and JMU's quarterback, whose name I'm forgetting. Hold on.
Just stop, because I'm going to say Dante Moore. It's Dante Moore. Now, my sleeper for the whole thing is Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'm weirdly bullish on Oklahoma. I don't know why. Maybe I'm completely biased from my trip to Norman, my first trip ever this year. Ole Miss goes down there and wins. That was the first time Lane really started getting asked about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, I got to admit, I really like Oklahoma, and I think that there's the bones there for a team that can really win in this kind of structure. But Indiana's a good football team. Obviously, the best team in the country. They beat Ohio State. I don't know. I think Oklahoma is probably the sleeper for me, but if I'm picking a quarterback to have the best week one performance, it's hard to go against Dante Moore. Trinidad Chambliss needs to have a good game for Ole Miss against Tulane, because this Tulane team, and with the vibes being what they are at Ole Miss, just so weird. It's not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be just a complete celebration and stuff, and instead – we're talking about everything but, and, you know, I blame myself for that, you know, for the question asked yesterday. But Trinidad needs to have a really good game against Tulane. I think that Tulane team's coming in here to whoop Ole Miss's ass. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend Free Pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
No, no doubt. I mean, and the way that Sumrall is moving right now, too, I mean, it's a complete different vibe from the way Kiffin left. Granted, different programs, different levels, but, I mean, you know, like, he's donating money to the school to, like, for them to succeed after he leaves. Like, Sumrall's leaving it in a good place, and I think if you're a player at that school, especially if you're going to probably stay, you're like, hell yeah, we want to fight for this guy. Like, he's moving on. He's making a better decision for him and his family, but he's also leaving us in a better place, without a doubt. Like, I know a lot of people have that game as a blowout, which I think Ole Miss will probably win, just the talent level and coaching, let's be honest.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout at all.
I don't know if it'll be a 35-point win, but I'm also leaning towards a double-score win for Ole Miss. And I think this is what these James Madison and Tulane, I think it's going to expose what a lot of people are complaining about this playoff thing. Is like, yeah, you want to have inclusion, but also it may, you know, the product may suffer as a result of it. You mentioned Dante Moore as your quarterback. I think it's going to be Trinidad Chambliss. I think it's going to be Trinidad Chambliss. Yeah, I mean, because that was his first start? Was that Tulane? Do I have that right?
Oh boy! All right, so
he comes Tulane in against
was after, yeah, Tulane was after Kentucky. Yep.
Kentucky, right? Okay, so yeah, so I think it's going to be Trinidad personally. I think he's going to pop off.
Make sure.
There was the Arkansas game too, though. When was that?
All right, let's see here.
It's been such a long season.
It's been such a long season. I hate that it's been we've gotten to the end of to the finish line. Well, not the finish line here, but we've gotten to the thing. And yep, Arkansas was after Kentucky, then Tulane. You're right.
Yeah. So I think So he started Arkansas, right? And then Tulane was his like second start. I just have a really big belief in him in the postseason. I know that the Division II national title is not the same as playing in the college football playoff, but I do really believe that his experience and him having played a lot of games. Into the postseason, I think pays off here. I think he's going to be dialed in and focused. Okay, let's get back to this bracket here. So we talk about quarterback, running back. Is this Kiwon Lacy's moment? Is this his y'all didn't even vote me in for the high? I didn't even get a single vote for the Heisman. You think he has a massive first round game against Tulane?
I believe they're going to lean heavily on Kiwon. Trinidad needs to have a good game, but this offense runs through Kiwon, and I think they're going to want to establish a physicality in that game that they can use to just really just dominate. And I think Pete wants to prove a point. You know, I think he wants to show who he is, what they are. Not that they're going to be much different offensively, but I think part of his philosophy is spot the ball and get after it. You know what I mean? Our guys, our best, your best on best. Let's see who the better man is. And a part of that is the physicality. I expect Kiwon Lacy to be the key integral part of that this weekend. I mean, he's obviously the player of the game, or the player to watch for offense. But for defense, you could pick a number of guys. And I think the one that I'm really most paying attention to is TJ Dottery, because TJ's had an up and down year. Centarian Perkins playing linebacker beside him for most of the year. TJ, this is your time, brother. I mean, this is your time right here. You're getting Jake Retzliff again. You understand the assignment. I don't know if TJ will be the spy or Centarian more often, but this is the kind of game that you were signed for, brother. And they need you leading in the middle of that defense, because the linebackers, I think, right now are the spot where Ole Miss needs some more playmake. So that's what I'm kind of watching. Let's pick these games there. All right, let's see here. Let's see. JMU, Oregon, right?
Oregon, easily, yeah.
Alabama. That's
your most lopsided win, so yeah, you got to be. You got to pick Oregon.
Well, I'm asking you, dummy. All right, Alabama or Oklahoma?
I'm gonna go with the Black Hoodie Assassin. I'm gonna go with the Silent Assassin here. Bama over Oklahoma. Bama's been awful. They're playing their worst football of the season the last few weeks. But I don't know. It's Alabama, bro. At the end of the day, I'm just going to, until they prove me wrong, I'm going to go Bama here. Oklahoma was just so up and down, and Mateer was so up and down, especially after that injury. He didn't come back the same. I know their defense can play really well. The thing about Bama is Simpson obviously is not a runner. He's not really going to be able to avoid the pressure that OU brings, I think. But I just think they're going to scheme up something good. And they edge Oklahoma out. So I'm going to go Bama here.
All right, Oklahoma for me. Tulane, Ole Miss, we're both picking Ole Miss. Miami, yep. Texas A&M.
I'm going to put some faith in Carson Beck again. He's burned me this season. He's burned Miami. I mean, without Beck's awful performances, Miami would be undefeated right now. But I'm going to say he shows up in this game. And I'm going to take Miami here.
I'm picking Texas A&M. All right, let's go ahead and pick the second round, and then we're going to pick the rest of it next week. All right, so Oregon's advancing, according to both of us. Oregon, Texas Tech, who would you take in that matchup in the 4-5?
I'm going to go Texas Tech just because that defense is just so nasty, man. That defense is not – the offense is fun too, but that defense is nasty. All right. You saw Oregon play – was it Indiana earlier in the season, right? And – you know, Indiana's defense is elite as well. I just think Oregon, when they play an elite defense, can be exposed. So I'm going to go Texas Tech to advance there.
I'm picking Oregon. All right. So Oklahoma for me against Indiana. Screw it. I'm picking Oklahoma. Alabama for you against Indiana. Who would it be?
I'm going to go Indiana there.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Ole Miss against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
Don't make me do this. Don't make me do this.
It's quite literally the entire reason why I did this.
I don't want you to pick
Ole Miss, Georgia. Because, friends, let me just take a moment to tell you, friends, I have been busting Sudu's balls about Georgia and, like, specifically the love of his Georgia love. But honestly, he called Georgia right on the money. They're playing good football, probably the best football of anybody. They've come around. Damn it! If your team, your little Georgia engine that could try to, you know,
it's not my team. It's just the team I covered very, very closely, you know. And so I just know a lot about that team, the makeup. I still get. Did you wake and bake? Open your eyes. I did not. Are my eyes like tiny right now or something?
It'd be way cooler if he had though. Dead gone.
God, I wish.
Don't tease us with
cool.
a good time here on Game Runs Deep.
That's why I'm chugging this coffee. Sorry. That's not
he's a notorious, like, he works really, he's still in that phase of his life where he can work really late hours. Like, he can work late into the night. I can't do that anymore. Like,
yeah,
10 o'clock rolls around,
myself.
Buddy, I'm out.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was texting you pretty late last night. I was like, damn, I hope I'm not catching him at a bad time.
Then you remembered, oh, wait, he's 40 and old. Like, yesterday, that was the hardest thing about the press conference, not asking Trinidad, not getting an answer, not talking to Keywan about the call. Again, not clickbait, because clicks don't mean anything for me. I'm a salaried employee of a corporation, but looking around and being the old man in the media room, dude, little TK, Tyler Comas from Rebels 247. I love that cat. That's a baby bro, man. And this cat says he don't know who NSYNC is. What are we doing?
Wait, what? How old is Tyler's still a student at Ole Miss. Is that right?
Yeah. No, he's out. I think he's out. Oh, wow. I'm not good at particulars, but the fact that he doesn't know who NSYNC is, and I'm like, dude, like, I can list off like really obscure NSYNC songs. Like, digital, get down. Yeah, I'm like, what are we doing? You really know who NSYNC is? Hey, is that Mary wild. Gets it? The first thing I said was like, oh, really, TK? Bye.
Okay, but, to be fair, Joseph, on Brad's Brad got me to get on a podcast at like 8:30 in the morning. Okay.
That's not what Scooty wants to be podding, is all I'm saying.
I am not a morning person. Like, if I wake up before 10, that's early. Like, 10 is the apps. That's like the baseline for me to wake up because I'm up late.
Dude, like, so, every time it's like, Ben, you want to record at 10 Central Time. And the only reason he says 10 is because he can't say 11. You know, because I'm like, dude, we're going to be wasting half the day.
Well 10 Central.
The same way.
10 Central is 11 Eastern. So 10 Central is the perfect time for me to record.
Okay, good.
But,
well, you need to put some Visine in, apparently. Bro.
Damn, dude. Half of our podcast base thinks I'm just getting absolutely just wrecked and coming on this podcast. That's crazy. I had no idea.
I think it's great. Who cares? You're wonderful. You're Sue.
Appreciate it.
All right. So
back to Georgia. Georgia, yes, playing really good football.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, as long as Kirby Smart is coaching that team, that's just what it's going to be. Like, there's just no one better in the sport right now than that man. And they still recruit very well, which I will say that's the one thing I'm excited about with Pete is the emphasis on high school recruiting again. Because, look, I get it. This new era, the portal, it's awesome. It's great to supplement. You could even build rosters using it. But if you get your evaluation wrong, you're screwed. And you want to have something behind those players, you know, to be able to keep things rolling. And Georgia can do that. Like, they went and got Zachariah Branch, a difference maker from the portal. But most of their roster is guys that they recruited and brought in and developed. And I'm loving that from Pete. Like, the hires he's making, you know, obviously everyone knows or should know if you're, you know, a big Ole Miss fan. When he came in, kind of rehauling the entire recruiting structure that Kiffin had there. That's what excites me. And I look at coaches like Kirby and I go, well, look, these guys are still building from high school and then supplementing with the portal. So that's what excites me. I still haven't made that pick. I would say Ole Miss if Ole Miss's defense was better. So if I see, I don't know, I guess it's going to be hard to tell against Tulane because you beat them so badly the first time. But I want to see some form of like intensity from this defense, like just simple stuff like tackling, like making the first tackle, like instead of, you know, dudes breaking tackles and popping off for like 20, 30 yards. Like,
look at secondary... you motivating people this morning like Joseph Moore. He said, I fired up a bowl because of you.
Hey, whatever I can do to make your life better, okay?
That's right.
I'm all about it. But yeah, I just so I'm gonna go with them.
That's hilarious.
I'm gonna go with Georgia. For now,
shocker.
Let's see,
Kirby.
You know where my heart is. You know where my heart is. What I will be in this. I will be in New Orleans for that game. You know where my heart is.
Yeah, I'll be in. I'll be in New Orleans for that game too, and I expect Georgia to win. I'm not going to – I mean, like, just because in a neutral side, I think they're playing the best football of anybody. I think – I don't disagree with the commenter who said the winner of the bottom of the bracket is going to take it. I agree. I think Texas A&M is going to beat Miami. Ohio State's going to beat Texas A&M. But Georgia, I think, is barreling towards the national championship. Now, again, the best story and what I would root for because of the story and all of the implications, including what it would mean to get this text from Lane at 4:16 a.m. Is Trinidad a hoe? Basically what you called me. This is a 50-year-old SEC head coach. Y'all tell me he's not Regina George. What it would mean, like, you know how bad it would make this man, like, how it would eat at this man if his team won a national championship without him?
But you know, isn't he getting like an insane amount? Not that money matters to Lane anymore, but he, yeah. I mean, he's going to be getting the benefit of it.
Yes.
If you're Ole Miss, do you like? You
he's getting his full playoff buyout from LSU. They said, yes, we're so thirsty for you. We will pay all of your bonuses too. Just please come be at LSU. And so he is, but he can't coach in the playoffs. He has nothing to really do right now.
Do you think LSU makes him a national title ring? Because Ole Miss isn't sending him one, right? Like if Ole Miss wins
you
it all,
him a title ring. No, you don't go.
So you think Keith will send him a title ring?
I don't know what he'll do. I'm not going to speak for Keith Carter. You can ask him that question yourself. You're asking me what I would do. Of course, you send him a title ring, right? But also, you make sure to include ho 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 in it.
Just engraved on the back end of it.
You know.
Oh goodness.
Ben, did you buy Lane's house, buddy? I can barely afford to stay in what I'm in. That's the thing. I wish y'all could teach me how to make money off this because your boy don't know how. But it's been, oh man, what a funny day it's been. And so we're picking who's your favorite? Like, if you had to pick who's going to win the whole thing right now, I'm picking Georgia. That's Georgia, the only reason why I'm picking to lose the Sugar Bowl.
I'm going Georgia or Indiana right now, I think. I've just really come
straight
around
chalky
on Indiana.
Chalky.
Very, very chalky. Very chalky. Obviously, my hope is Ole Miss really figures it out defensively and just keeps its offense rolling the way it was before. But it's kind of hard to you've seen this defense all season long be what it is. It's kind of hard for me to sit here and go like, okay, out of nowhere in the postseason, they're just going to be better. And that to me, that's the deciding factor here. Like, I think if they had evaluated guys better, maybe spent a little more money on the defensive side of the ball, it'd be a different story this year. That's why I'm excited to see what Pete does now that he's in charge and Lane's not there to like take 8 quarterbacks and 20 receivers or whatever, what that's going to look like.
Mr. Sanders is a former Ole Miss Rebel. You know what I mean? That's just wild to me.
It's insane. You paid that man actual like American, like U.S. dollars to just do nothing. It's insane.
That's the thing. I understood while some people, Jackson Dart finally came on and spoke about all this stuff, and Jackson said, you know, Lane Dutt walks to the beat of his own drum. He's always going to do things his way. I wish him the best of luck. And then Ole Miss wished him the best of luck too. He played it very neutral. It was fine. But some fans were like, dude, why didn't he say we when he mentioned Ole Miss? Why were he more supportive of Ole Miss? And I kind of get that because it's like we forget, you know how many times Lane tried to replace Jackson those first 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's stop playing games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like John David Baker was the reason why Michael Trigg and Jackson Dart, like Ole Miss, gotten their foot in the door for those two dudes. Not because of Lane. Lane finished it off. Heck yeah. But it's so telling to me that DJ Lagway's in the portal. All this crap's happening. 4:16 in the morning. He's texting stupid ass Ben Garrett again. Asking
good
about
God.
Being called a hoe. And it's just legitimately funny. It's
I know.
Legitimately funny.
I know we're probably going to wrap up soon. I want to talk to you a little bit about money at Ole Miss, like people wanting to spend money. And I had a really good discussion with a buddy of mine yesterday about this. Actually, a couple of friends we chatted about, because that new RFP came out, right, about like the expansion of the VOD and building like entertainment stuff around the VOD, which I think is an awesome idea. Like I know they were doing that in Tennessee. And I remember at the time being like, God, Ole Miss could really use this. Like the areas surrounding the VOD really aren't that important. You know, you have those athletics offices kind of to the, like what side is that? The north side, right? And then outside of that, you just have that like parking lot and like random stuff there, which I think is going to be awesome. But then that led to a discussion of Lane leaving potentially could be a if it works out the right way, could be a blessing in the sense that like people want or pissed off, and they want to, it sounds like they want to spend money. I don't know that for a fact, but just from conversations and what I'm reading and hearing, it's like, it sounds like people are wanting to spend money because they're saying, we don't want to lose any of this momentum we've got. So do you think it's fair to say that if Golden can show this fan base that the product will not suffer without Kiffin, do you think Ole Miss could have a boom, like a, maybe not quite Texas A&M because oil money is different, but do you think Ole Miss could spend that kind of money in the coming years, not just on NIL revenue share, but also facilities and just creating an elite environment? I know Keith told Brad, I believe yesterday, Brad Logan, that they want to eventually get to over 70,000 at the VOD, which would be awesome. I think that's one of the parts of transforming into that upper echelon program is to have more seating and be able to fill that consistently. But you think that, I mean, you think it's fair to say like Ole Miss fans and, you know, businesses or whatever, however they make this money, you think it could be in the same level as like a Texas A&M or some of these other schools we've seen kind of come up in the last few years?
Well, Texas A&M is always going to have more money.
The oil money is different. Yeah, I get that's. I don't know any other
different
example.
That's not really a fair comparison.
Yeah,
yeah. But I've said this before, and I'm in it.
Yeah.
And if you look at Ole Miss's spreadsheet, its budget, its balance sheet, if LSU is the New York Yankees, Ole Miss is the Tampa Bay Rays. What they do is not the same as what you do, but they do what they do better. They don't have as much as you do necessarily, but they know how to spend it. They know how to be competitive, be smarter than. You might want to splurge $3 million on a running back. Ole Miss is going to go, well, is going to consider the value addition, the money allocation, and say, well, with Frank Wilson and Harlan Berry, would you be getting essentially the same thing for half the cost, if not less than that? It's a different way of analyzing things. And Ole Miss is never going to get away from that. And the money that has been given for the organization operationally, that's not going anywhere. The question is can Ole Miss with Pete Golding as the CEO, continue to operate in as efficient of a manner as it has? It helps that you're not paying $13.5 million to your head coach anymore. Let's just be honest. I mean, Ole Miss doesn't have the money that LSU has, but Ole Miss will kick your ass with what it does better than you do. What's your handicap been? Oh, I'm sorry, I would love to add a little more supply. Dawson, he's talking about you still hitting the bong today. What's your handicap been?
Oh, goodness.
Pathetic. I don't keep score. I just want to go. I want to take a few beers out there with us. And if I hit a shot, I want you to tell me I'm the best golfer ever. And when I inevitably suck, we just go, oh, yeah, we're not really playing for anything. That's my handicap, is to go out there and fellowship. But, yeah, I don't expect Ole Miss to really go anywhere. I don't expect Ole Miss. Now, but the wins and losses could be affected for a myriad reasons.
Right.
Like, operation, they could still be really good next year and go 8-4. Have you seen that schedule?
If they don't
have Trinidad Chambliss as their starting quarterback, and maybe Hauser and Sorsby are the guys they get, and Hauser or Sorsby isn't what what Trinidad Chambliss was this year, and maybe you don't have Kewon Lacy anymore, and Harlan Berry's not the same, where it all doesn't come together. Like, all of these different factors could be at play, but I believe the structure and what Ole Miss has been operationally for 5 years is not going anywhere, no. And that includes real people who give a crap that are giving money. Ben, we owe y'all some beers in Oxford and NOLA. Mary, Brad Logan and I, if Ole Miss makes the Sugar Bowl, will be broadcasting the podcast from Manning's just off of Canal. I would love to see you and all others that would like to come hang out with us because man, it's an exciting time, especially if Ole Miss can get past Tulane this weekend. My thanks to Riverland Roofing, to B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. So many people have done so much for us here at Talk of Champions, and I'd feel be remiss if I didn't mention them, including Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net. Call him today, 404-973-9901. That's 404-973-9901. MyPerfectFranchise.net is Andy Ludicky. He's a franchise consultant, and he can help you get into the business of business ownership. Just hit him up today at MyPerfectFranchise.net. I'm going to visit my guy, Zach Bonner, over at Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title in about 2 hours to talk about all kinds of different stuff. If you're buying a condo or if you need some consultation stuff on any number of matters and legal stuff, Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title is where you go. 662-200-8734, 662-200-8734, and call B&A Bank, my hometown bank. Not just a bank, it's a friendship. Carolyn Brownson, Carol, I love you. Whit Spencer, my best friend until I die, the best friend I got lives two doors down from me. They'll help you out, especially if you're financially stupid like me. 662-534-8171. 662-534-8171. And Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group is 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449. Quoteswithdrew.com. So wanted to knock that out real quick before we wrap this thing up here. I'm still like, when are we blessing hearts again?
I mean, I guess we got to wait till the first round. The problem with Bless Your Heart, you know what? It was a very successful segment. People loved it. The problem is we started running into what's it called? Licensing issues and stuff on YouTube. Like it was like, oh, this footage doesn't belong to you, which is just such a horse crap. Cause then you have these random channels with entire games.
Yes.
We use like 10 seconds of a highlight.
Right.
And it just becomes an issue. So that's kind of why it stopped. But we can 100% do one next week after the first round of the playoff and just take our chances. Spotify, shout out to them, does not limit that.
I think we got to have to. And yeah. I think at some point we're going to have to expand it beyond just college football highlights. Like,
But I mean, basketball season's the best. Like, the problem with basketball.
No. You misunderstand.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying just outside of sports in general.
I mean, Gunther tapping out John Cena.
Oh, God.
I loved it.
Don't do
that. You go out putting the next guy over. John Cena is a true wrestler, man. He did it right. I would say, bless your heart, John Cena. You're the last of a dying breed. I was one of those that was going, I'm not going to say everything I was saying about John Cena, but you know how much I didn't like John Cena.
Dude, I used to be in acting classes I used to be in promo classes with Gunther, and now he's like, you know, like John Cena's last match. It's
awesome.
Hilarious.
Awesome. But, and like, I love that he said, I will always be known as the guy who made John Cena quit, because his whole shtick was never quit after Thugonomics and a bunch of other stuff. Meanwhile, so Gunther will always be the guy that made John Cena quit, while I'll be the guy for the rest of my life that called Lane Kiffin a hoe. And he's still talking to me about this. 4:16 in the morning. I don't know what I'm responding back to yet. Y'all have given a lot of great suggestions. All will be taken into account. But for those that are just getting in as we're wrapping this thing up, over 12,000 people watching live. there it is. That was this morning.
And I guess I'm the guy that everyone thinks is like ripping the bong before every podcast, which now that I know that, you know, it's like maybe I do that now, you know, maybe I do become that guy. I mean, everyone already seems to. That was hilarious. I forgot who that was that said that, but that's so funny. That is hilarious, man. This entire time, these people just think I've been like over here just ripping, dude. That's crazy.
Of course but it's funny. Also, the QR code that you see above Sudu's head watching this live on Twitter on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Sign up today. 50% off. I'm gonna get that for you in a second. But that QR code, that's to sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit. Sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit. Come hang out with us right above Sudu. You don't have to just hang out with us for an hour every day. We're there all day every day. I'm still working on how to figure out how to make my lighting not look so pathetic. But we're chugging along here on Game Runs Deep. 12,000 people tune in because I'm always gonna be that guy. That guy that called Lane Kiffin.
You're all our guy, man. You're Spirit Ben. That's why there's 12,000 people here. But anyways, well, all right, Benny. Anything else before we go? I was trying to, nothing wrong with a good rip in the morning suit. Yeah. Some might say that.
I love doing lives for the chat. Like, I never want to do just a recorded show ever again. I love talking to the people. And oh, Mary, thank you. She said, Ole Miss Spirit keeps me going at work. Thank you. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, that QR code above Sunu's head. Sign up today, 50% off a subscription right now for the college football playoff run that's coming up. Man, there was a great quote, like something about a super chat. I think it was at Tiger Deal One put it up there. He said, hey, dude, you need to get a super chat going. I think you're right. Because again, I don't know how to make money off of this. That sounds like a great suggestion. There it is. Where's the super chat for you? And buddy, the chat is the only way to go. It's the only way to go, Sue. I mean, look at this activity. Now you're you're King Chief.
Wow. Live rips after we beat UGA agree to it. Doesn't have to be on camera, but we need a lifted live. Ha ha. Yeah.
We'll do live rips after we beat Georgia. Woo!
If this podcast was my only source of income, I would say yes right now, but I have other considerations to make on that. So let me think on that one.
Oh, that is, yeah, you're an adult who works for a corporation like most everyone else, like me.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything clicky. I'm not a clickbaity guy. It doesn't mean clicks don't mean jack turkey for me. But yes, Sudu is a fine young man. And
you've known me way too long, man. You've known me way too long.
I vouch for his character and how hard he works.
My integrity.
There's nothing beyond the capacity of Sudu Upadeya. Praise be to God for my little brother who has meant so much to me, but also you do kind of look like you've been ripping him.
I just can't I can't see it.
So I can't not see it now. I've never
realized that. Maybe we just need to record. We need to do a nighttime podcast or something in order to improve.
Yeah,
you
need about like 3 hours to really get your legs under you from work. I mean, from waking up.
Yeah, because
you know what I mean?
When you called me earlier and you were like, "You'll never believe it," who texted me this morning? And then you went, "What's wrong with you?" I was like, "I'm good, dude. I'm sitting down at my desk. I'm ready to go." But that's just because it's, dude. If it's before 10 a.m. or right around 10 a.m., it's still pretty tough for me, but. You know, I'm still growing. It's a part of maturing for me.
Wake up. I'm the same way. You know how I used to be. Now I'm up early in the morning because God wakes me up, and praise God that he does. Because I promise you, brother, once you get going and waking up, as much as you're always tired all the time still, you actually get to enjoy life a little bit better.
So does it get easier, like waking up early? Like does it ever get easier? Is it always just really hard to get up for you?
Oh, no, I never want to wake up from sleep.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing better than sleeping. Yeah. Nothing.
I agree.
We need Randall Mackey on the Ole Miss staff.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in on that. I loved Randall Mackey, man. I had such high hopes.
Hot take.
Okay.
Randall Mackey would crush in this era. Crush.
You know who else would crush in this era?
Jeremiah Masoli.
Yeah. Brent Schaefer, brother.
Brent Schaefer. Robert Lane.
Oh,
tell
my
me, Robert
God.
Lane isn't like, come on, that's Trinidad
Haynes
Chambliss.
King. That's Haynes King, dude.
No, it's Trinidad Chambliss.
I don't know, bro. Because Robert Lane wasn't really a passer, was he? Like, I don't remember him being a particularly good passer, but he could run the hell
right,
out of
the ball. Trinidad's not a particularly good passer.
Well, but I don't know. I lean towards Haynes King. Like, just
the best
dual
threat quarterback
dog.
In the country signed out of high school and he ended up playing tight end.
Brutal. Brutal, brutal stuff.
Michael Spurlock.
Michael Spurlock's back, dude, by the way. I was just about to say that. Michael Spurlock's back.
Yeah.
How about that?
Joseph Moore said the only thing better than sleeping is ripping a bong, then sleeping. So.
Joseph, come find me in the Grove this weekend, man. You seem like a fun guy. I'd love to chat with you, man.
Oh, I will be in the Grove. Brad, Logan, and I are going to be broadcasting from my friend Drew's tent from 10 to 12. Right across the street from the pavilion. Come say hi. Come talk.
What time?
10 o'clock. I'm gonna like my bless, my friend man. Melissa's tent is in the Grove. It's a really popular tent. It might be the zebra tent, but it's a really popular tent. I'm gonna go visit her as well and my fellow New Albanians that are all gonna be like, 'cause it's gonna be one big family reunion on Saturday. So I hope to see everybody there. We might have to do another Game Runs Deep before the game on Saturday. You know, we might have to. At worst, we might have to get you as a guest on Saturday.
Were you going to invite? Y'all see this?
I forgot.
Ben joined forces with Brad and forgot about me. Oh, me and Brad are doing this show from the pavilion.
Are you done? You done?
Maybe.
I forgot you were coming into town. You don't tell anybody anything. You know what kind of behavior that is?
100%.
Know what kind of behavior that is?
Oh gosh. Do not compare me to that man. Don't do it. Look,
I met my guy Hunter at a TG the other day. Get you one, brother. Get you one.
I have a feeling that's going to be under a lot of people's trees, man.
Hey, watch this. I'm going to change up the QR code. Bam. Kiffin merch right there. Get you one. Where it's Saturday. The man's in Oxford. My question is, is he at the game? Does he go?
Is he still here? Is he still in Oxford? Not here, but.
Yeah, he's in Oxford, right? Like he was in Oxford this week or last handful of days. I don't know if he's still in there, but yeah.
I know he was there. I heard he tried to reserve some restaurants and they told him no, or get a section or something.
Sudo, what's your favorite strain?
You guys are great. You guys are great, but you're going to get me in trouble. So
great. It's just all in fun. Sudo's got one day he's going to grow up like the rest of us and actually wake up early so it doesn't look like other things. But no,
I'm also starting to now I'm paying attention to my eyes. I'm do I have a lazy eye? Is one of my now y'all got me really looking into.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For me, when all the stuff went down and way more people started watching the shows than usual, we got 14,000 people watching this. And somebody said, what's wrong with his mouth? And now
about you?
Yes. And now I'm I don't know.
I don't think anything. Mary, look at Mary spitting game. She said gelato.
Hey. What's up, Mary? You good?
You're
I'm just saying, what's up?
Right,
we gotta go. Sudo, I love you, buddy. Anything else? You wrap this up for us.
No, I got nothing else other than it's enjoy this weekend, everyone, regardless of what happens the rest of the line or rest of the jaw out of line. This guy threw me off here, Charlie. No matter what happens the rest of the season or the rest of the playoffs, if you're an Ole Miss fan watching this right now, this is meant to be a reward for all of us. All those years of Ed Orgeron and Houston Nutt and even the end of David Cutcliffe, who's love him. But Hugh Freeze and everything y'all have been, and even the fans from way before that era too. This is meant to be a reward for all of us. So take it all in, enjoy it. I cannot wait to get into Oxford. I grew up on that campus. Went to games, and it's going to be this big full circle moment. And now I'm going to get to sit with Ben in the press box and watch the game with him, which has become my favorite way to watch Ole Miss football games. I've only watched games with Ben this season.
It's awesome.
Just can't wait to run into a lot of you guys. Make sure you say hi. I'd love to meet any of you that listen to the show. And yeah, man, I'm excited. That's all I got
to say. Come to the across the street from the pavilion, my buddy Drew's tent. Me and Brad Logan are going to be doing the live show, but Sudo's going to come join us, right? From 10 to 12 at any point.
At 10 a.m.
Don't be coming walking up. Don't come walking, not at 10, because I know you ain't showing up at 10. But don't be coming walking up at 11:57. So I wanted to be on the show. Dude, just come and get there by 11:20.
I will do my best to make it on your show, Ben.
Holy crap. Is 11:20 too early for you?
Well, so you got to remember, I'm going to be with a bunch of people and it's going to be hard for me to be hey y'all, let's go. When I'm not the one in charge of transportation to get to the stadium.
Well,
so
I got a car and I can pick your ass up. You beside the pavilion, the front of the pavilion across the street. Kind of
beautiful.
Here's the observatory building around that area. Getting there, we're gonna start broadcasting at 10, so hard to get moving when you suck on the couch. This has been a lot of fun. Thank y'all for coming on Game Runs Deep. Ben,
really appreciate it.
Pick you up in the four. Come on, my guy Dustin. Come on, show up for it. Tell Gracie I said hey, according to Whit Russell, that's my oldest daughter Gracie. I will. She is my pride and joy. I love her so much. And I tried to get her some tickets for this weekend. Her mom and her, I can't even pull tickets for the playoff game, bro, let alone make money off of home merch. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
It be like that sometimes, Ben.
It do
be like that sometimes.
Sudo, I love you. Take us
all right,
out
buddy.
Of here.
Love you, man. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember, you can follow Ben at Spirit Ben on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever else he's at. Make sure you subscribe to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up today for $1 or 50% off if you choose the year membership, I believe is how that works.
Well said.
Find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Sudo TV, if you're interested. I'm going to
promote myself a little bit too. Next week, I freelance for CBS Sports. So three shows, 23rd, 24th, 25th. If you're at home with your folks, you want to watch some sports coverage that isn't ESPN and whatever else you're consuming, check me out, CBS Sports HQ, CBSSports.com. We'll be talking all things sports. Hopefully get to talk a little Ole Miss, do some college football segments. So check that all out. That's all I got to say.
Love you, buddy. I'll see you this weekend.
Love you, big dog.
Get there at 11:20. That's not hard.
I will be on your show.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.